the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Fierce and fearless in pursuit of truth every day. It's what we do here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a new book says that President Nixon was the target of a setup. Yeah, a setup. New details indicate there never was a so-called smoking gun. The claim now, it was a hoax. We'll look into that. Number two, the damage done to Wisconsin and the nation still being evaluated. The Rittenhouse, not guilty verdicts. The left cannot accept any of it. We'll get to all of it. Number three, it's time to head into the holidays ready for not. It's Thanksgiving week. Meaning the Lions will get crushed. So will Uncle Ernie at your house. So will President Joe Biden, who may have a record worse than anybody else by the time this whole mess is over. And the good news for Joe Biden is at least he's not Kamala Harris. The Veep's numbers are stuck in the 20s. I mean, how bad can it get? Forget I asked that. Let's talk about what's on the table, who's coming over for the feast this year, shall we? And what you're going to fork out. And I'm talking about the food and how much you'll be forking over in cash to get it done. When the meal is over and the bills roll in, how will you handle Christmas? Well, some of your closest friends in TV and politics have some great advice. They'd like to lay it on you today. If you're willing to lower your expectations, you'll be just fine. Just lower your expectations. Just be used to having a lot less while paying a lot more. That's it. It's pretty simple. Over at NBC News, they continue to downplay the rising cost of everything and the failing Biden administration. And now they're going over the Holy Grail. Yep, they're going over the Holy Grail trying to decide what to do with it next. And they say, maybe just get rid of it. Listen.
And while we are on the topic of something that could be controversial, perhaps forego the turkey. Bear with me. Ooh. I know that is the staple of the Thanksgiving meal. However, some people think turkey is overrated, and so it tends to be the most expensive thing on the table. Maybe you do an Italian feast instead. And I will say this. If you tell everyone you're having a Thanksgiving without turkey, some guests may drop off the list, and that's a way to cut costs, too.
Oh, yeah. If you just convince people not to show up, you can just not invite anybody. You could say just hurtful, hateful things. People get them to not show up. Hey, if you get them to not show up, you save money. Don't buy the turkey. It's better that way. The new America. Mm-hmm. So we continue to tour the country. Because every day I find reports from all over the nation about prices going up and the problems they're creating and the people that are dealing with it. And because this is not something that is regional or found in certain states and not others, this is a national problem. It affects you. It affects me. It affects this country. I want to share these things every day so you can see different parts of the country. Yesterday it was Kansas, I believe, one of the places we stopped. Today it's Texas, where prices are shooting up there too. I mean, everything is bigger in Texas, right? Including the price tag these days. Here it is.
Sticker shock is putting a damper on a holiday season where many Americans were hoping to get back to normal. Costs are rising for groceries and gas and nearly everything in between. According to the Labor Department, prices for consumer goods are up more than 6% compared to 12 months ago, due in large part to increased costs to manufacturers. That's the largest one-year increase in over two decades. Adding to the problem, a surge of post-pandemic demand and worldwide delays in production and shipping. Ports and trucking companies have been working around the clock to address the backlog.
The 24/7 ops at Long Beach and LA, or the sweeper ships that are picking up empty containers that are having an effect.
And it's not just your holiday shopping that will cost extra. As temperatures drop, even the price of home heating is expected to rise. The Biden administration announced this week that it plans to use some of the $1.9 trillion in COVID relief passed earlier this year to offset those costs.
Yeah, so here you are. Yesterday you had the President of the United States keep Jay Powell on the job as Fed Chair. Jerome Powell, they call him Jay. Jerome Powell on as Fed Chair. So continuity means rising prices continue. Inflation continues. The Fed has no way to get the inflation under control in this country. Joe Biden doesn't even know that it's happening. He's got nothing but a government paycheck. Well, he got the payoffs from Hunter and other family members. But as far as above board paychecks, he's only ever gotten those from government sources. And this is going to continue because they just don't get it, or they don't care. Both. So let's go to this. Once again, the failed former governor of Michigan, Jennifer Granholm. She is perfectly fine punishing you at the gas pump. Perfectly fine with that. Listen, it's time that you figured it out. It's time you figured it out. And when I say, listen, here's what I'm saying. She thinks it's good for you to learn how to suffer with high fuel prices, high electricity, high gas, high heating bills. She's all for it because we have to change around here. And it's going to hurt a little bit, mister. Listen, here it is.
But the bottom line is that this president and this administration are looking at every single tool to shield American families from the impact of rising energy prices. And we're working through an energy transition. And we've got to start by adding energy. And the reality is we have to take some time to get off of oil and gas. We recognize this. This is a transition.
Oh, it's a transition. I see. So if gas is $5, $6, $7, $8 a gallon, it's just a transition. No big deal, America. We're transitioning to a third world nation. It's going to have some pain involved, but you'll be all right. Because by the time we get there, we're going to have the one thing that we need more than anything else. Equity. Equal outcomes for all. Equal misery. Equally disappointing outcomes for everything. We'll work for China by then. We'll just be a field hand of China. I wonder what they'll call the provinces here as they retool America. This is the biggest load of crap I've ever heard. Oh, we're transitioning. You don't have any idea what you're doing. There's a reason Barack Obama rebuffed her. She begged for a job in his administration, including to be the energy secretary. She begged for 8 years. He said, you have no skill set. Run along. What is your particular talent, Jennifer? You don't have any, was the response that came from the White House when Barack Obama was in charge. You may not have liked his progress, but at least the people around him were competent in their jobs to some extent. The Biden administration, you can't say that at all. These people are not competent. They're not ready for prime time. They're not ready for anything. Jennifer Granholm was a lackluster governor of Michigan who did little here of consequence except hurt the economy, and she's doing that on the national level now. She's doing for America what she did for Michigan. Congratulations. It's a transition, though. Just a transition to being a third world country. No big deal. There'll be some pain. Sit down. You'll be fine, boys and girls. And the elitist attitude is the most galling part of all of it. All of it. At any rate, we'll take a quick break here. When we come back, we got a lot to cover here. We're going to get through what's going on in Waukesha, a little update there. And pipelines, via pipelines for energy. What if they just got blown up? That's the threat. Don't go anywhere.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
The Michigan Chamber.
Over the past year, we've experienced incredible uncertainty. Businesses across the state have been shut down, unemployment skyrocketed, and Michiganders have been left wondering, what's next? And throughout this turmoil, your Michigan Chamber has been fighting for you to protect lives and livelihoods. We know that we're all in this together. Michiganders are strong and resilient, and we know that working together, we can bring Michigan back.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
I'm Steve Gruber, and I absolutely love Grand Flannel by Muskox. For the love of flannel, this is the best time of the year. Musk Ox is a Michigan company focused on adventure and American wildlife conservation. I wear Grand Flannel almost every day. It's super durable. It's comfortable. 100% cotton flannel, perfect for Michigan outdoors. Go to GoMuskOx.com to find out more. GoMuskOx.com for the love of flannel. Go to GoMuskOx.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. MyPureHealth Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With MyPureHealth Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. MyPureHealth Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.